Tony?
Are you continuing the maintenance with the...
Okay, so that's why I presented this case.
Paul, the Flex study showed that Asians who received Erbitux did more poorly than those that did not receive it. Did the, what, fish positivity outweigh the negative aspects of Flex?
I think for cetuximab, EGFR mutations don't mean anything, as was mentioned. And that's, there's an EGFR mutation, I'm thinking about an EGFR TKI. I think the fish positivity, I think the SWOG data did play a role in my thinking, you know, with a median survival of 16 months in fish-positive patients who got carboplatin and Taxol. I think, you know, I obviously presented that to him, and I can't say why he picked the particular regimen that he did, but I think the SWOG data did influence him.
Rogério?
So I was going to bring up the concern that has come from colorectal studies.
Absolutely.
You know, using the two monoclonal antibodies, there was a presentation at ASCO, Cairo 2.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the two antibodies together with chemo.
And there was showing, a prior one with the PACE study, panitumumab.
And the previous one with panitumumab, the PACE trial, showing actually a detriment for the use of the two monoclonal antibodies together versus, I think it was bevacizumab alone in the control arm.
Right. But
so
the,
there's,
you know,
there's
the
an issue with the use of these two agents that has requires further
I don't necessarily think we can extrapolate from colon or breast, you know, to lung. And obviously, we don't know the results. The SWOG is, we saw the proposed trial. You wouldn't have a trial if it wasn't reasonable. You know, this is one of those situations where you got a physician who may not pick what's standard.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I wanted to comment on is because, you know, so the SWOG 0536, and that's the study that Paul's referring to, and I was eerily getting flashbacks when he was discussing this case about, man, I bet that patient would want to go on that study. I didn't know that they didn't get to. So we've completed that study. It's got 105 patients. As Paul mentioned, the primary endpoint on it is safety. It was rate of pulmonary hemorrhage. You know, this is something that has sort of been circulated around. It's going to be presented this fall at Paul's meeting and Everett's meeting in Chicago. But as can somewhat be insinuated by what Tom was showing, there's already a CTEP phase 3 trial that's being sort of agreed upon. So clearly we didn't see a detriment. We saw perhaps some enhanced activity, and you know, Paul's patient is pretty representative of some of the things that we've seen. So it's quite an intriguing combination that did come up about the combination of antibodies, and it's come up similarly when we extrapolate even lung to head and neck in our own department, and you know, with TKIs and chemotherapy, but we've had some very good results with TKI combinations with chemotherapy and head and neck where we didn't see that in lungs.
So Mark, let's go back to this second opinion situation. A patient, not necessarily a doc, but a patient comes to you and the first opinion has been chemotherapy plus cetuximab and Bev. Do you say, oh, that's okay, or, you know, I really don't think that's a good idea?
Well, I don't know that it's a good idea. I don't know that it's a bad idea. I mean, I think that's where we are. I certainly would be concerned about getting it through our review process and getting it paid for and all those kind of stuff. All things being equal, I think the rationale that Paul said in this particular patient, who's obviously highly educated, highly motivated, I think is not totally unreasonable, particularly if at the time I didn't know the safety data on giving the four-drug combination.
I'm particularly impressed to see this kind of response in a RAS mutant patient, too. I think that's something that impresses me.
What do you think is going on? Is it the Bev?
I don't know.
It could be the pemetrexed. You know, we haven't addressed that question yet of what is the basis of pemetrexed's relative efficacy in adeno versus